As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, February the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, workable solutions, hard facts, well, lots of stuff anyway. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion there. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Or from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tana, Wanda, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, Talk Stream Live, Real Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Minnesota over Facebook, streaming live audio. Wow. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local. To your local listening audiences, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals open higher as investors build commodity portfolio positions. At least that's what they're telling us this morning. Appeasement politics seem to be working for Egypt. Anglo-American Keynesianism appeal. All that's going to be in the news this morning, as well as offshoring our wind turbines. Yes, that's happening. Huffington to lead the AOL online? Well, wouldn't you know it. Anyway, nevertheless, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Tuesday, February the 8th of 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $9.20 an ounce at $1,361.30. Now trading above that 1350 line again. Thankful to see it. Silver up a quarter at $29.69 an ounce for that beautiful silver medal. Platinum up $9 this morning at $1,848 an ounce. And palladium up $4 at $820 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,347.60 for a low, $1,366.40 for a high, and at $1,361.30, your gold is up year to year, $300.70 for a 28.33% return on your investment in ARM, that beautiful, precious, golden, noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the LDMA, LDMA.org. Visit their website. Check it out for yourself. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London ran up their flags, rang the bell, and set the price at $13.54, and gold went up from there. SPDR gold shares apparently overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding 1,228.86 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued at $53.02 billion.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Let's go back into our market report one more time, close it out, put it behind us for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Good news for the gold and metal bugs. Gold up $9.20 in early trading at $1,361.30. Of course, you can follow it moment by moment on the SPDR Gold Shares website. But silver up 25 cents at $29.69. Platinum up $9 at $1,848. Palladium up $4 at $820. All that can be found at kitco.com. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band. $1,347.60 for a low, $1,366.40. As I said earlier, your gold is up year-to-year $300.70 for a 28.33% return on your investment, and you're not going to get that at your neighborhood bank. The London gold fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,354. The SPDR gold shares this morning claim to be holding 1,228.86 metric tons unchanged overnight, valued on State Street at $53 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday continuing its upward trend, driving higher, up 69 at 12,162 on the Dow. The NASDAQ closed up yesterday 15 at 2784, and the S&P 500 closed up 8 at 1,319. This morning, crude oil loses $1.06 a barrel, valued at $86.42 a barrel for light sweet crude, delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning down 22 basis points at 77.84, which impacts the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie this morning up 13 basis points at $1.01 U.S. The Mexican peso up 10 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 39 at $1.36. The British pound exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.61, moving down 30 basis points. And the Swiss franc off 8 at $1.05 U.S. The bond market this morning, still very strong yields in the bonds, meaning the value, I suppose, of the bonds goes down. How all that works out is beyond me. But nevertheless, the two-year yield this morning is at 0.78%, and the 10-year is at 3.65%, and the 30 yielding 4.70% on those U.S. Treasuries, our bonded indebtedness. The mortgage market this morning reflecting that move. The 15-year mortgage fixed rate moves from 4.09% a month ago up to 4.24% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.79%, once again closing in on the 5% at 4.99%. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio, it'll take you 45.88 ounces of silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold. In the Econoday website this morning, we find that we've got the ICSC Goldman store sales coming up. We'll talk about it. Red Book coming up. We'll talk about that as well later on this afternoon. Richard Fisher is going to speak. Brian Sack is going to speak. Dennis Lockhart is going to speak. Well, like they say, experts say tomorrow, Wednesday, the big news, I guess, will be the mortgage bankers' purchase applications. The petroleum status report, we'll look at that. The Bernanke speaks in the afternoon, early evening. On Thursday, of course, we'll have the jobless claims. Let's go back into that and look a little bit at the, I want to see if I can pick up my consumer credit from yesterday. Here it is. Consumer credit came out yesterday. After the broadcast, here's your highlights. Consumer credit rose $6.1 billion in December, showing for the first time in the recovery gains for both revolving and non-revolving credit. Okay, consumer credit rose to $6.1 billion. So I guess people went out and spent $6.1 billion on their credit cards. That's recovery for you. Revolving credit up $2.3 billion, rose for the first time in 27 months. Non-revolving credit, reflecting strength in vehicle sales, extended its run of strength with a gain of $3.8 billion. A look at quarterly rates shows a cyclical pivot higher at an annual of 2.6% in the fourth quarter. Blah, 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 blah. The rise in revolving credit is important, reflecting the strength of the holiday shopping season and the new confidence among consumers to finance their purchases once again with their cards. Thank God for American Express. It's going to bail out our bacon. Go into debt, folks. Go into debt. They love it. They love it when it happens. The ICSC Goldman store sales. What weather effect? The article starts off here. ICSC Goldman same-store sales tally skyrocketed in the February 5th week. Everybody got their plastic and they went down to Macy's and loaded up on a bunch of crap they couldn't afford. But up 2.2% for the largest week gain since the Easter distortions of last month. Yes, Easter distortions. You heard it right. The year-on-year pace jumped nearly one full percentage point to plus 2.5%, which is four-tenths above the four-week average. This report, along with Redbook, had been warning that heavy weather was hurting sales, a warning not borne out by the retailers themselves. Well, let's go over and take a look at the Redbook. Whether or not they begin, Redbook reports solid plus 2.7% year-on-year same-store sales growth in the February 5th week, right in line with the ICSC Goldman tally posted earlier this morning. So people are shopping, okay? And that's about all we've got on that one. Here's a rather interesting piece. We're going to see a little bit more of this, no doubt, as things go along. Off Bloomberg, AOL wagers on Arianna Huffington. I mentioned this yesterday, came back for the article this morning. In Shoot the Moon purchase. That's right, they're going to shoot the moon. Don't tell that to Ariana. Don't tell that to Dick Cheney. He might have ideas. Brett Pulley writing this for Bloomberg New News. AOL Inc.'s deal to purchase the Huffington Post is more than a bet on the website's financial prospects. Everybody kind of disses Huffington Post articles, but here I guess they're going mainline. Maybe we'll see this with the Bullhorn Boy one of these days, too. It's a wager on the ability of co-founder Ariana Huffington to build an online media empire, analysts say. Experts say. Ariana Huffington, her ability to build an online media empire. Wow. Under the $315 million acquisition agreement, Ariana Huffington, 60 years old, will join AOL. You're not supposed to say that about a woman. Why did they put that in this? Anyway, will join AOL and become president and editor-in-chief of a newly formed media group. In the position, she'll oversee the New York-based AOL's content from the TechCrunch blog to the Pets local news sites to the new content initiatives. Wow. There you go. That's your alternative media, right? AOL, alternative, our, whatever, online, alternative online. While the goal is to help AOL become a more powerful force in online advertising, I give you a clue, there's a risk in putting Huffington in charge of the editorial, said Rob Enderil, a San Jose, California-based technology consultant. Her political views, often critical of corporations and the Republicans, may be polarizing. Well, there's a bipolar word for you.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing, cutting edge talk radio.
And so with newspapers hemorrhaging red ink all over America and the same going down with Fox News and CNN and CBS and ABC, I guess, and all the rest of them, AOL Online not doing too well either, looking to change their face forward, if you will, brings on Arianna Huffington, 60 years old, you know, the Huffington Post. Okay, anyway, again, her political views, often critical of corporations and Republicans, may be polarizing, you know, left, right, left, yeah, bipolar. Still, Huffington may be able to help AOL build a media organization with a distinct and successful voice, similar to the approach News Corp has used with Fox News, Enderle said. Marketing. This is a marketing ploy. Yes, she's got political views. This is the quote. But gosh, look how political views have worked for Fox, Enderle said in an interview. Quote, there's certainly the opportunity to create a much more powerful liberal voice in the country. This is what we need, another liberal voice in the country. The fact that it hasn't been done yet doesn't mean it can't be done. Huffington's views have alienated advertisers in the past. In 2001, FedEx Corporation and Sears Roebuck and Company, now part of the Sears Holding Company, pulled their advertising from ABC Television's Politically Incorrect after Huffington and host Bill Maher described the past U.S. military actions as cowardly. Well, there is that. Expanding their audience, AOL declined 75 cents or 3.4% to $21.91 in New York. Blah, 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 if you want to buy the stocks. AOL chief executive Tim Armstrong is turning to Huffington as his company struggles with declining revenue in both its advertising and internet success subscriptions business. Excuse me, that's internet access subscription business. I can assure you, I'm not going to sign up for subscription access to your internet. The company will, this month, reported 2010 revenues fell 26%, blah, blah, blah. Acquisition will create, blah, blah, blah. I had to hand it to Tim Armstrong, said George Bell, the CEO of JumpTap, Inc., a mobile ad company. Are these mobile ads that move all over the screen while I'm trying to read these things? Anyway, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, quote, it's probably time to get aggressive. Why not shoot the moon on content? Well, yeah, and the next advertiser, or never mind. Yeah, the advertisers want to go where the quality audiences are, especially in display. I guess we're the quality audiences, folks. Go ahead, stand up, take a bow. All right, shoot the moon. That's it. There you go. All right, you can pull them up again now. Huffington has agreed to a multi-year deal at AOL, though the exact length was not disclosed. Arianna is a star. She's our main attraction. Wow. I have intentionally avoided her articles for years. Armstrong said in an interview on Bloomberg Television, quote, we have to go beyond left and right. You see how your voice on internet can really change things? We have to go beyond left and right, left, right. There's even cartoons out there. T-shirts are being made left, right. Anyway, you know where you heard it first. And I think Arianna has been pushing the Huffington Post the last couple of years. Born Arianna Stassinopoulos in Greek, Huffington moved to England at 16, graduated from Cambridge University with a degree in economics, and according to the biography on her company's website, she became president of the Cambridge Union Debating Society at 21 years of age, according to the biography. And then it goes on, talks about the books and things. She took her current name after marrying Michael Huffington, the son of a wealthy engineer, energy entrepreneur. Michael Huffington was elected as a Republican congressman from California, and his wife became an outspoken supporter of Republican causes. Now let's see how loyal she is. Michael Huffington lost a campaign to unseat U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein in November, in 1994. and then revealed in a news article printed in the Esquire magazine, like many Republicans, he's gay. Well, that didn't go over too well at the kitchen table, I can tell you that. After the couple divorced in the late 90s, what do you mean you're gay? Does that mean you're a homosexual? You're sleeping in my bed? I'm sleeping with a homo? Get out. Take your shirts. Huffington shifted her support to Democrats. Not only did she change her husband, she changed her political alliance. In 2003, she ran for California governor, advocating for closing tax loopholes and conserving energy. When she dropped out of the race, she said she would spend every ounce of time trying to defeat Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was then elected governor. Huffington raised $2 million with a New York-based angel investor. What's an angel investor? Ken Lehrer, to start Huffington Post in 2005. The website began as a political forum and has expanded to 26 sections, including sports, business, entertainment, and travel. We talked about journalism here last week or so, just a little bit. Maybe we'll go back to a little bit more. But, you know, even though the internet doesn't, you know, provide a roof over your head, it won't fill your belly, it won't keep you warm in the wintertime or cool in the summer, it won't drive you around town, though it might drive you nuts. Apparently, it's a pretty good business. Huffington Post raised about $35 million in venture capital from firms including Graycroft Partners LLC, founded by Alan Petrikoff. Most of the last round of $25 million led by Oak Investment Partners remained in the bank in December. So she's raising money, but she's hanging on to it. Huffington said in an interview at that time that the company declined to say how much equity Huffington now holds. Well, if she can continue to draw traffic and can boost the unique visitors at AOL's web properties, then advertisers may not care about her political views, said Joel Hollander, the former CEO at CBS Corp. CBS Radio. If they have a lot of visitors to the site, people will advertise. That's right. Who cares the hell about content, right? Just sell more advertisers. More banner ads. More Google ads. Obama, the usurper, urges businesses to increase spending for the good of the country. Nationalism? National socialism? Anyway, here's the article. Kate Anderson Brower and Mike Dorning, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. Barry the usurper joined patriotism with economics as he urged U.S. business leaders to get in the game. This guy's stuck on stupid for his balls, isn't he? In support of their country by spending more cash. Get in the game. Spend more cash. That's Keynesianism, isn't it? Now's the time to invest in America. That's right. We're going to spend our way to prosperity. Get out that plastic, folks. Get out there to Macy's and fill up a bag with crap. Obama said in a speech yesterday, now's the time to invest in America. He was saying this to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. You know, that's the Chambres du Commerce. Do a little bit of research on the Chambres du Commerce and understand why that's not such a good thing for America, arguing that his policies have laid a foundation for business success. The usurper's policies have laid a foundation in sand. Obama focused on corporate executives' shared responsibility for the nation's economic growth. There's some truth to that. Echoing the rhetoric, however, of President John F. Kennedy. He took a bullet for his comments, Barry. You might want to keep the lid on the top of your limo. Who called on Americans to ask, quote, what you can do for your country during the Cold War. Now, we'll come up with a couple more of Barry's quotes and close this article out right after these words. Do stay tuned.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again looking at this article off Bloomberg as regards to the usurper going across the courtyard there and trying to bow and do homage to the U.S. Chamber of the Commerce. They're not buying it, though. But continuing, he says, as we work with you to make America a better place to do business, I'm hoping that all of you are thinking what you can do for America, the usurper said. Quote, ask yourselves what you can do to hire more American workers, what you can do to support the American economy, and invest in this nation. Close quote. You believe that? Falling out of this usurper's lips? Maybe he'll get buried in Arlington Cemetery in the grave of the unknown birthplace or something. Johannes Schneider, who directs external relations for the Business Roundtable, an association of almost 200 chief executives of global companies. That's what you need to do. Get on your knees to the global companies, said corporations owe their shareholders a duty to make investment decisions based on economic conditions. Doesn't say here whether or not Schneider is really agreeing with the usurper or not. If they're global corporations, they've got to make decisions based on their shareholders. You know, they owe a duty there to their shareholders, make their investment decisions based on economic conditions. You don't buy a lot of paint for the Titanic when it's already hit the iceberg, Barry. And then it continues, and there's some truth to this. Jobs will follow demand. Yeah, that's sustainable development for you. Sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, that's what sustainable development is all about, creating demand for these specious green products. But she says, this Johanna Snyder, jobs will follow demand. Unless you see sustained demand, that's sustainable development, unless you see sustained demand for your product or your services, you cannot, from a fiduciary standpoint, invest in more employees. So maybe here Johanna Snyder is telling the usurper, just put your flag down, Barry. It's the first time we've seen you holding one in the first place. I get it. While the U.S. unemployment rate has remained at least 9%, and I'm glad they said at least, for the longest stretch since monthly data was first compiled in 1948, U.S. corporations by the end of last year's third quarter saw profits rebound to a near record. Right. Non-financial companies held $1.9 trillion in cash on their balance sheets, most of it tax money, government data shows. We know how accurate that is. In remarks to the Chamber, which opposed key parts of his signature initiatives over the past 2 years, the usurper said he's doing his part to improve the business climate for the Soviets, for the Chinese, for the East Indians, for the Singaporeans, for the South Koreans. He's forgotten about America. But the usurper said he's doing his part to improve the business climate after a free trade agreement with South Korea. NAFTA, GATT, APEC, right. A deal to extend Bush-era tax cuts and a State of the Union address to propose more government support for infrastructure and innovation. I would imagine by this time everybody was helping themselves to the finger food and soft drinks. I understand, here's your quote, I understand that you're under incredible pressure to cut costs and keep your margins up, the usurper told the chamber. Now get this, which represents companies such as Caterpillar, Inc., you know, they're the ones that make the caterpillars that the Israelis use to run over activists and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, and Lockheed Martin, they make the jets that fly over the top and dry white phosphorus on Palestine. I understand the significance of your obligations to your shareholders. I get it, he said. Somebody must have been holding up a cue card for that boy. Anyway, I think that the Chambers of Commerce, how about you, represent just a whole lot of other people besides the Caterpillar Inc. and Lockheed Martin Corporation. Like your local barber, for instance, he pays his dues as well. How about the local stylist, you know, the nail manicure person and stuff like that? How about your local, what do they call those things? They used to call them, well, the haberdasheries, men's clothing. They don't have those very often anymore. How about the print shop down in the corner? How about the donut shop? They're all in the Chambers of Commerce, too. The tanning salons. There's a lot more people involved in the Chambers of Commerce than Caterpillar, Inc. and Lockheed Martin. Anyway, the chamber complained that the usurper has cost the U.S. economy jobs while pursuing health care and climate legislation, which it opposed. The organization spent more than $30 million on 2010 congressional elections, mostly to back Republicans to get the Democrats out of power. Right? First address, now this, he's been there over 2 years. First address, this is the chambers, this is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He didn't have to travel to Poughkeepsie to go here anyway. You're going to find out in a moment here. He didn't have to go down to Dallas, you know, didn't have to fire up Air Force One. The speech was his first formal address to the chamber and took place where? At the group's headquarters in Washington, across Lafayette Park from the White House. Obama walked across the park to make the speech and began by joking, quote, maybe if we had brought over a fruitcake when I first moved in, we would have gotten off to a better start. That's what you're supposed to do there, Barry. Walk around the neighborhood, introduce yourself to the neighbors, like the United States Chamber of Commerce. Well, finally, after 2 years, he's got up the courage to do so. He touched on some of the same themes he struck in his State of the Union address, the need to rebuild and modernize the nation's transportation and telecommunications system and take steps that will promote research and innovation in areas such as biotechnology, information technology, and clean energy. Of course, we're going to find jobs in there if we look long enough, but most of it will be for academia and this partnership that they've set up for America. Quote, and that doesn't take into account steel mills, that doesn't take into account the coal miners, that doesn't take into the people, you know, account the people who work on and farming and things like that. No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's all about transportation, high-speed rail, telecommunications, getting that internet out to everybody so that we can all be part of this GIS, GPS, global governance system, so that we can put away our money and go digital and buy and shop everything on the internet, right? Make a lot of money for UPS and FedEx as they deliver our groceries once a week. Continuing here, and take steps that will promote research and innovation. Research and innovation. The cost to business from the outdated and inadequate infrastructure we currently have are enormous. Now listen, that's why I want to put more people to work rebuilding crumbling roads and bridges. He doesn't quite understand the infrastructure in America yet. You know, he's kind of a newcomer, flies over a lot, maybe rides in the back seat of a limo doing some cocaine with his boyfriend, but he doesn't really quite understand what the infrastructure of America is all about. He still thinks it's crumbling roads and bridges. Well, anyway, loopholes and carve-outs. At the same time, the usurper recognized that the government must cut spending that we just can't afford. Of course, he doesn't mention anything about this ludicrous war in Iraq and Afghanistan at all. He doesn't say anything about bringing home the 100, you know, closing down the 170 bases in 130 countries. No. Don't go into any of that. He talks about crumbling roads and falling down bridges, you know, bridges that fall out in support. Obama said various loopholes and carve-outs, he's talking about the tax code now, distort economic decisions. Various loopholes and carve-outs. He said businesses deserve a revamped tax code. What about us? Let's get rid of the IRS. You want to really help out America? Take that heavy tax code and throw it in the nearest dumpster. You can't get rid of the Federal Reserve. Anyway, he said businesses deserve a revised or a revamped tax code and other measures that will help them to compete, including balanced regulation. Balanced regulation. He called on businesses to join him in an effort to change a burdensome tax code. I just gave you the suggestion, Barry. There's a dumpster out back of the White House. Throw it there. The usurper said various loopholes and carve-outs distort economic decisions. He drew attention to the way the deduction for interest encourages companies to borrow rather than invest with equity. They've always been doing that, Barry. You always live on OPM, other people's money. You keep your own money in the bank account and say, see, look how much cash on hand in the banks we have. We want to borrow money. You put your hand out. You see, that's the way it works. But the banks have to be willing to lend, all right? And then if you get the who's out of the usury system, maybe we would be able to do it without interest. Have our own state banks if we need to. Well, there's more to the article, more to the news in the box, and we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So tarrying just a moment longer here with this article about the usurper going over with his hat in his hand and a fruitcake and trying to get the people in the Chambres du Commerce to listen to him and believe in what he has to say. The benefits of change on behalf of business must be shared with the workers, Obama said. All right, that's important, right? The benefits of the changes on behalf of businesses must be shared with the workers. And, you know, we heard about Bill Gates and Melinda, and they want... You're encouraging everybody else, you know, to give away more of their money. Just, you know, it's redistribution of wealth, right? The benefits of changes on behalf of businesses must be shared with the workers. Dream on, Bozo. Dream on. Quote, we cannot go back to the kind of economy and culture we saw in the years leading up to the recession, where growth and gains in productivity just didn't translate into rising incomes and opportunities for the middle class. Talk about a disingenuous guy. Gives hypocrisy a bad name. The destruction of the middle class has been the communist goal for a long time. They're opening the doors and they're paving the way for the red Chinese to come flooding into this country on the foreign trade zone program. Everybody coming in with their EB-5 visas, you know. And this piece of stuff and nonsense has the audacity to even mention the middle class. Chambre President, good Irishman here, Tom Donohue, in an interview with Fox News Channel's special report, said the usurper raises a great challenge, but we have to look at it in the context that 95% of people in the world that we can sell something to live somewhere else. He's talking about exports here. This is a two-part deal, Donohue said. Do it at home, sell it abroad. Well, do it at home, sell it abroad. Say, do it at home, sell it at home. Well, I guess Chamber President Tom Donahue's a globalist as well. Anyway, since the Republicans took control of the House of Representatives in the election, that's arguable, the usurper has taken steps that have diffused attentions and earned praise from corporate critics such as Ivan Seidenberg. God. The deal the usurper reached with Republicans to extend the tax cuts for 2 years, the appointment of former J.P. Morgan and Chase Company executive William Daley as his chief of staff were cheered by the chamber, and so was his commitment to push for the long-stalled trade accord with South Korea. Well, there is that article, and you can find it for yourself on Bloomberg. If it isn't the same drill, it's the same drilling program, all right? This off of Bloomberg Interior, that'd be the Interior Department. They say they need 30% boost in the budget to speed up the Gulf drilling, Mary Landrieu said. Interior needs a 30% boost in the budget. This is the eternal complaint of government service, all right? They're always overworked. They're always underfunded. And they're always understaffed. This is as old as time itself. And so, because they have been incompetent and they've been caught in their incompetence and Macondo continues to gently weep, now they want to put their money, their hands out for more money. The U.S. Interior Department, Katrazinska Kilominska, writing this for Bloomberg. The U.S. Interior Department, which oversees drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, should get a 30% boost in its 2012 budget to speed processing of oil exploration permits. How much graft and corruption and bribery did we read about as Macondo was blowing its top in the Gulf? Does it sound like they were overworked then? Why would you reward the Interior Department with more money and more people? I think what it really needs is about a 30% reduction in the workforce. Heads need to roll, and people that have taken bribes and have done a very poor job, let's say, reviewing and approving permit applications for offshore drilling, perhaps they might even need to do some serious time in the slammer. But that's not what's going to happen. We're going to give them more money. We'll let them have a bigger office building. And we'll hire more staff, right? The office needs to be scaled up. We'll hire a Gucci designer to come in and decorate. The office needs to be scaled up in order to accomplish what we need to accomplish, she said yesterday in an interview in Washington. Quote, it has been historically understaffed and underfunded. I'm amazed that she would even say this in public, especially in front of a reporter. I mean, even from grade school, anybody that studied political science knows that ploy. But they're running the drill on the American people. Maybe some folk will buy it. Barry the usurper will present his proposal for the 2012 fiscal year budget on the 14th of February. And Landrieu said she doesn't have information on what will be in the president's proposal. Well, so what? Almost 4 months after the U.S. lifted a ban on deep water, we don't need to go through all that, you've heard it before, the usurper has singled out the energy industry by proposing to eliminate tax breaks for oil and natural gas producers. This morning, of course, crude oil running $86.42 a barrel, down $1.06. Brent running over $1. All right? And we're going to cut back on the tax breaks for the oil and natural gas producers. There might be some benefit to that. Maybe if they're going to nationalize something, we ought to nationalize our oil and natural gas and bring it to market for the cost of production. You know, get it down to 15, 20 cents a gallon. So many pennies, a million cubic feet or something. All right, and then send out checks at the end of the year every year for all of the people, our natural resources subsidy check. All right, It continues to be a puzzlement to me why this administration continues to target the oil and gas industry. Well, Mary, you should listen to Become Vocal Local on a regular basis. You won't be puzzled any longer. Quote, if the whole entire tax code goes under review, then of course this should be under review too. Well, the usurper is seeking to fund an 85% increase in renewable energy investments by scrapping taxpayer subsidies to oil and gas producers. Now, that's not too bad an idea. You know, you could phase them out. The cuts, which the usurper said would be absorbed by the profit-rich industry, and there's got to be tons of profit. I mean, to tell you, come on. $86.42 a barrel for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude that was pumped out of the ground, and that when they come back to the well 10 years from now, the well will be full again. Kind of a renewable resource. And we're getting stabbed for that. Anyway, the cuts, which the usurper said would be absorbed by the profit-rich industry, follow his attempt a year ago to scrap about $3.6 billion a year in fossil fuel subsidies. That proposal never gained any support in Congress. Well, and there's reasons for that, too. Evergreen rises on a lure of $100 billion China-India trade freight markets. All right. So once again in the news, I don't know how many of you caught Jeff Rentz last night. You can catch it on the archives. But last night he interviewed Jane Lesko of the Idaho Eagle Forum. You know that Jane Lesko and Vicki Davis have been working, putting together information in regards to this foreign trade zone going on up in Idaho. We talked about that. Mike Chambers covered it in detail. But this is part of the problem. Evergreen rises on lure of $100 billion China-India trade freight markets. This by Shami Madam and Sophie Luong and Yuni Krishnan, all writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. China and India, which first traded with each other more than 2,000 years ago on the Silk Road, are luring companies from FedEx Corporation to Evergreen Marine Corporation with a potential of 62% increase in bilateral trade by 2015. FedEx began flying a cargo route five times a week between Guangzhou and Mumbai last month, while shipping lines Evergreen Marine, AP, Moller Maersk, AS, and China Costco Holdings Company, and the Orient Overseas International Limited, that's OOCL, have added capacity or seen traffic increases in the past year as the leaders of the world's two fastest-growing major economies pledged to boost commerce to $100 billion. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can jump in our chat room, becomevocallocal.com, to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can call in at 866-841-1065 to weigh in on any of these topics that we're discussing this morning. Looking at the news basket in the first hour, going to continue that a bit in the second hour as well. Back again to this article off of the Bloomberg website where they're talking about Evergreen. This is one of these shipping companies, rises on a lure of $100 billion China-India trade. Notice they didn't say that their rates were rising and their profit margin was rising because of all the trade they were doing with the United States. It's a one-way deal. They bring all these overseas containers over here, and then they just basically have to sell them to the people in Missouri who seem to be living in them. Anyway, nothing to put in those boxes going back home. China and India, again, which first traded with each other more than 2,000 years ago on the Silk Road, are luring companies from FedEx. You can't say that about the United States and Canada. We weren't around 2,000 years ago. You guys have been around a little while. Couple of weeks, 2,000 years ago, I believe this trade route will emerge as the most important trade line in the world, and it may very well be that. Said Tarak Hanadai, the managing director of Indian operations in New Delhi at FedEx Express, a unit of the latest, our largest cargo airline operator, quote, with the new flight, we seek to capitalize on the phenomenal potential and the growth with two economic giants. Two economic giants here. Now, they used to talk about, you know, economic giant, United States, you know, maybe Canada. On a good day, you could throw in Carlos Slim State there south of us. But, you know, we used to be this economic giant. Before us, of course, it was Europe and Great Britain. But nevertheless, now it's China and India. Evergreen Marine, Taiwan's largest container shipping line, and Simitech Shipping LLC of Dubai jointly started a route last month between China's Xingang port and Nhava Sheva port near Mumbai on the Indian west coast. The six container ships the companies are deploying will also stop in Karachi and Colombo. Stay at this long enough, I might get all these Eastern names down. Taipei-based Evergreen Marine's shares rose last month. Well, we don't care. Orient Overseas, Hong Kong's largest container shipping line. And you see those going by all the time. You see those going by all the time when you look at the trucks on the highway. You see the freight car coming through town, the railroad train, you know, those big OOCL. Yeah, almost all of those containers, OOCL or Evergreen. Now, this is all this cheap Chinese junk being shipped around inside this country to the foreign trade zones, probably. Anyway, continuing. It says here, FedEx carries electrical and mechanical equipment, gems, raw materials, textiles, pharmaceuticals, and agricultural goods on its China-India flights. In addition to the latest Guangzhou, Mumbai, New Delhi route, which increased weekly capacity between the two countries by 160 metric tons. That's not a terrible lot, by the way. The company has had direct flights connecting Shanghai and New Delhi since 2005. So they're speeding up the process in this just-in-time delivery system. They're speeding up the process from mine to manufacturer as they move natural resources mechanical equipment, electrical equipment, gems, raw materials, sub-assemblies, textiles, pharmaceuticals, and agricultural goods in airplanes. DHL Forwarding, a unit of the Deutsche Post DHL, transports cargo daily between Shanghai and the Indian cities of Madras, Mumbai, and New Delhi. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So again, looking at this article off of Bloomberg, you know, rather interesting, lengthy article. You can find it yourself up there. This morning, it's all about Federal and Maersk shipping routes for the China-India prize, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier before starting in on the article, you can find Jeff Rent's archives in the archives bin, I believe, and listen to the interview yesterday evening with Jane Lesko. It was regards these foreign trade zones, EB-5 visas and all that that's happening up in Idaho and around the world, around the United States, certainly. The idea of having technology zones in your area, you know, keep in mind that in Idaho, this huge, you know, what was it, anywhere from 10,000 to 30,000 acres. Boy, if it's 30,000 acres, people, that's 49 miles on a side, by the way. Take you an hour to drive one way, an hour the other way, and an hour back down, and an hour back to point of the beginning, a four-hour drive just to get around this little country from China that's being set up here. Anyway, in Idaho, and they're where? They're near the airport. And who is leading the way here in this article? Well, FedEx and these others, they're flying cargo, all right? They're flying cargo, not ships. That's how you get into Idaho, you know, with an airplane. Shoo! Right over the top. Maybe they'll touch down in the SeaTac airport and refuel and come on in. Nevertheless, there's more to the story. DHL Global Forwarding, a unit of Deutsche Post DHL, transports cargo daily between Shanghai and the Indian cities of Madras, Mumbai, and New Delhi through its partnership with various commercial airlines, said Li Wenzhong. There's not going to be any room in the airlines for you. You'll be held up at the airport waiting to get a body scan. All right? And if Ryanair gets their way, they're going to take half of the seats out, and in the back they'll just have rails where you can hang on like a cattle car. All right? Be careful, passengers. We're going to be experiencing turbulent weather. Please hold on to the grab bars. Yeah, it'd be like a bus or something that would jam you in there like you're in Hong Kong or Tokyo on the bus line. Anyway, a flight between Guangzhou and Mumbai takes about 6.5 hours, while a container ship can take about 2 weeks to reach an Indian port. What they don't tell you is that a container ship, even if it does take 2 weeks to reach an Indian port, could probably move more cargo in that 2 weeks than airplanes could do in 3 months. Anyway, back to the discussion here. Air and sea. In contrast to sea and air links, trade by land between China and India, each with a population of more than 1.2 billion, right? Each with a population of more than 1.2 billion. So we're talking about 2.4 billion people engaged in foreign trade, as opposed to 200, maybe 300 million people in the United States with an undeterminable and rapidly growing foreign population living in our midst. It's no longer just the illegal alien invasion from the South that we need to be concerned about. With the use of these EB-5 and other visas, we need to be concerned about these people that are flying into the United States of America from China and India and elsewhere, setting up foreign trade zones, U.S. foreign trade zones, technology zones, economic enterprise zones, etc., like we're doing right here in small town America. You look at the newspaper and see the photographs and the names of all the young people that have graduated from our local school here in Exeter, and there's a surprisingly large contingent of Asians. You can talk to the people in the chicken business these days, and they got all the Mexicans over there working for George in the processing plant. They're the ones that are processing the dead bird. And then you've got all of the Asians out and about in the hinterlands holding these huge broiler house establishments, hundreds and hundreds of acres, and lots of chicken houses. And the white boy, he's in the unemployment line. Wow. Well, anyway, that's happening. While trade relations are improving, Premier Wen Jiabao and Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, at a meeting in December, avoided giving details as how they will resolve disputed areas of their 4,200-kilometer Himalayan border. Of course, we live in a world without borders, so they won't dispute too much of how they're going to resolve the details of that. Can't have an article like this without dragging in the Dalai Lama. Wow. India has protested a recent Chinese practice of refusing to stamp visas into the passports of people living in the Indian-administered part of Kashmir, China. China opposes the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, who campaigns for Tibetan autonomy and human rights from exile in northern India. I wonder how China is going to feel about, oh, I don't know, who they got, Jimmy Swaggart these days? Is he still gracing the podium? Yeah. How's he going to feel about having to share the ground with Christians? I don't know. While companies are adding capacity to their routes, they say they carry more cargo to India than they do away from the South Asian nation. The volume of cargo transported to India by China Cosco, Asia's largest shipping line by market value, is more than double that of the return trip. You can say the same. You could say the same about coming to America. The volume of cargo transported to India. So China is outproducing India 2-1. I don't know what the multiplier would be for California. China still relies on iron ore imports from India for its steel industry, not to mention tall buildings from New York, sold his scrap iron to the Chinese, said Hong Kong-based Patrick Ho, who helps manage a $13.7 million BNP Paribas China-India fund. As a result, the dry bulk shipping industry is benefiting from its growth from China. India imports capital goods, which they need most for their upcoming infrastructure spending in electricity and toll roads. And the article just winds on and on. Right. Add that to your browser today so that you can put it in your foreign trade zone folder in your bookmark bin. Here's another one off of Bloomberg. Ex-Lehman executives' underwriters are sued by CalPERS over bonds. Now, we go, Lehman Brothers, I thought they're gone. Weren't they gobbled up in the bailouts? Yeah. Didn't they start the collapse? Yeah. Anyway, Karen Gullo writing this. Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc.'s executives and underwriters were sued by the California Public Employees Retirement System over claims they had hid Lehman's exposure to subprime loans when they sold the pension fund about $700 million in bonds. Now, jump back up. Go to Cliff Richardson's site there, CorporationNation.com. In that video presentation, you'll see about how much money this CalPERS is holding in their comprehensive annual financial report that happens to be above the line that they just conveniently drew across their chart there. Right? Oh, they're just crying about how they're so broke. They're just impoverished. Well, they got bit in the butt here for $700 million. The retirement system, known as CalPERS, said in a complaint filed yesterday in federal court in San Francisco that the executives and about 34 investment banks made false statements in offering documents for bonds issued from June of 2007 to September of 2008. This is when this whole thing started to unwind. There's more to that article as well, a couple more articles to go, and your calls are welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, you talk about Halloween ready. Richard Fuld, the former chairman and chief executive officer of the Lehman Brothers Holding Inc., photograph on the website for Bloomberg this morning. This guy looks like lizard people material to me. But anyway, CalPERS, the largest U.S. pension fund, is among a group of Lehman creditors that filed a competing reorganization plan in December for the company after objecting to Lehman's original plan to emerge from court protection. Lehman filed a revised plan to exit Chapter 11. On January the 25th, offering bondholders more money. Well, a lot of people lost their shirts when they got involved with Lehman Brothers, and a lot of people lost their shirts getting involved with all of his bond funds as well. So there's much more to say of that. Rich taking from the poor is $10 billion U.S. subsidy law funds luxury hotels. I guess if we hadn't read Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes, we wouldn't be ready for this, but get ready. Here it comes. David Dietz, writing for Bloomberg's Market Magazine. Here's the article, The Landmark Blackstone Hotel. You know, those Muslims, they got a big black stone, too. I wonder if there's any relation. There's a big black stone inside of the United Nations meditation room, too. But the Landmark Blackstone Hotel in downtown Chicago, which has hosted 12 U.S. presidents, opened in 2008 after a two-year, $116 million renovation. Inside the Beaux-Arts structure, built in 1910, buffed marble staircases greet guests, spending up to $699 a night for rooms with views of Lake Michigan. I guess I don't have to wonder whether or not they turn the sheets down for you at night. I'll never be able to afford it. What's surprising isn't the opulent makeover. $700 a night, folks, for a room. Lake Michigan just ain't that pretty. I'm sorry. What's surprising isn't the opulent makeover, buffed marble staircases. It's how the project was financed. The work was subsidized by a federal development program intended to help poor communities. That's right. Your tax dollars at work. The biggest beneficiary of taxpayer help for the Blackstone revamp was Prudential Financial Inc., the second largest U.S. life insurer. The company got $15.6 million in tax credits from the U.S. Department of the Treasury for helping to fund the project. Go back and look at the development of the railroads and the mining industry and the timber industry in the United States. If you haven't taken a chance in your time yet to look for it, do so. I recommend strongly that everyone seek out a copy of Gustavus Myers' The History of the Great American Fortunes and add it to your reading library. You'll understand how this graft and corruption started in the colonies and has just continued to metastasize all these past years. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the largest U.S. bank by assets, also took in money by serving as the lender and the monitor of Blackstone Construction financing City Records So, this be Chicago, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be... Oh, the usurper's new chief of staff, Mr. William Daley? I think so. Since 2003, some of the world's biggest financial companies, including Goldman Sachs, U.S. Bancorp, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Prudential, have taken advantage of a federal subsidy that will cost taxpayers 10.1 billion dineros. And most of the public has never heard of it. Well, Bloomberg's reporting it this morning. Investors have used the program called New Markets Tax Credits to help build more than 300 upscale projects, including hotels, condominiums, office buildings, a car museum, on streets far from poverty. According to Treasury Department records released through a federal Freedom of Information Act request, money spent on high-end development could have been used to build more than 1,000 job training centers, medical clinics, and schools. The program, endorsed by Republican Senator Rick Santorum and House Speaker Dennett Hastert and adopted by Congress, was signed into law by President Bill Clinton in 2000. Graft, greed, corruption, buying the best legislators, the best senators, the best judiciary, and the best lawyers that money can buy. That's corporation nation at work. Building high-end commercial projects goes against the intent of the New Markets Program, says Cliff Kellogg, a former senior policy advisor at the Treasury Department who helped design New Markets. All right? No mention here about a committee being organized in the House or in the Senate to bring some of these people to trial. No, we're just going to report it. And then you'll go, my, what horror, and then you'll forget it. Building high-end commercial projects goes against the intent of the New Markets Program. Quote, things like luxury hotels are entirely contrary to what we set out to do, says Kellogg, who's now a bank consultant. Quote, some hotels, it's really handy, I'm telling you, it's really handy. I mean, you go in, he was a former senior policy advisor at the Treasury Department, now he's a bank executive. Okay, that's how it goes, it's the revolving door. All right. Some of the subsidized luxury projects may not have required federal aid at all, the Government Accountability Office found in a 2010 study. And the usurpers over at the Chambres de Commerce asking Caterpillar Tractor and Lockheed Martin to spend. Severe pressure? This underscores the need to ensure the program is operating as efficiently as possible at a time when the government is under severe pressure to address the growing federal budget deficit. The Blackstone Hotel, that is, adjoins Chicago's cultural hub, one of the most vibrant in the nation, and is miles from the city's neediest neighborhoods, where a friend of mine spent the summer living out of her car with electric windows that didn't operate and the temperatures running over 100 degrees. It's like a broiler oven in an automobile trying to live in an automobile in Chicagoland. And these pukes are peeing away your tax dollars this way. Prudential invested $9.3 million and made $30.4 million in loans, according to Chicago records. Under the new market rules, firms get a credit of 39 cents on the dollar, paid over 7 years for cash or loans they put in. Pretty tidy little return on your investment. For its contribution, Prudential collected $15.6 million in credits, according to a July 2008 J.P. Morgan Project Oversight Report filed with Chicago. Prudential spokesman Simon Locke declined to answer specific questions. Help the community? We do not comment on individual transactions or discuss our clients, Locke said. Maybe he would do that under subpoena. Maybe he would do that under oath. Perhaps we should press that issue. J.P. Morgan spokesman Tom Kelly also declined to discuss specifics. Quote, we think these projects help the committee or the community, Kelly said. don't care what you think, Kelly. I'd like to see you wearing an orange jumpsuit. The Blackstone says it's hired more than 200 workers when it opened in 2008. I don't imagine they were getting those workers out of the barrio. I would imagine that those workers were probably union workers, and most of them being paid pretty highly. They might have been a private workforce. I don't know. Maybe they were all in America on visas. Maybe they were Chinese workers. Maybe they were from Mexico or Malaysia or Germany or Italy or England.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And lots of action happening here in the marketplace this morning. I just checked on theice.com. Brent crude's well over 100 this morning. Gold is showing about $1,365.80 an ounce, up $1,370, and silver is up 60 cents off the Kitco.com webpage. But before we go any further, let's run out to California. We've got a caller here and go live to Samash. Good morning, sir. Are you there? Samash in California. Must be listening on the phone. We'll go ahead and mute that call and let him listen. All right, back to the news basket. Once again, my talking a little bit more about this disaster going on in regards to this community development program that seems to have gone awry. This is a good business opportunity, he said, here at a cabinet factory in Clarksdale, a Mississippi Delta town, with a per capita income of $12,611. A cabinet factory in Clarksdale, a Mississippi Delta town, with a per capita income of $12,611. If we can't fully develop the Delta now with a strong economy, when will we get around to it? Interesting little sidebar that they threw in there. I don't know how many of you ever made cabinets before. I have. Pretty good at making cabinets, actually. But you can see the disparagence between the kind of money that Americans are making and the kind of money that these bankers are making. All right? Unbelievable. Clarksdale has received no benefit from the tax credit program, Treasury Department records show. All right? So you just have this little town, little backwaters and bayous. They don't have these sweeping, polished marble sidewalk and staircase hotels that run 700 a night. But this is where America lives. They don't live in that hotel. Barry, the usurper, has endorsed the new markets to help ease the effects of the longest recession since the Great Depression and proposes increasing the tax credits. You know, they hire 200 people, maybe for a year, and they spend remodeling this hotel. This little cabinet factory could be substantially improved if they developed themselves, where they could hire 200 people year-round and build quality wooden cabinets again in America so that we don't have to import them and sell them in Home Depot and have the laminations splitting and separating and having the doors all warped and the hinges upside down and so on and so forth. All right? Modern kitchen cabinets are an abomination, in my opinion. All these Chinese things slapped together with staples and glue. How it works? The Treasury controls who gets the tax credits money, and how the subsidies can be used, the Treasury. The agency bases decisions on census tracts, which are supposed to have a common economic standards. The problem is they're using models. As Vicki Davis teaches us, you don't use the models. All right? Stay away from the models. The numbers are from the 2000 census. The 2010 count hasn't been used, blah, blah, blah. A 15-block tract that's home to the renovated Blackstone, census number 3206. All right, they have a census number 3206 for a hotel. Qualifies because it had an individual poverty rate of 26% in 2000. An individual poverty rate in that area, okay, the 15-block tract that's home to the renovated Blackstone. So they've got a 26% individual poverty rate nearby this hotel that has rooms for rent at $700 a pop. Where do you think these impoverished people work? Maybe they are galley help, and maybe they work in the pantry, and maybe they wash the linens for the hotel. Huh? Student population? The tract's new market poverty qualifications don't reflect gentrification. That's the gentry moving in. You know, that's the nice carriages, you know. Gentrification that has been going on in the neighborhood and the broader South Loop region since the 1980s. So you come in, you crowd out all the poor, and you go into these old, you know, five-stone, brownstone walk-ups, and you put $2 or $3 million into a rehab, and then you find opulent, upscale yuppies to take these rooms. But unfortunately, the poor folk, you've got no place to go but the alley. The poverty profile reflects the large numbers of students who attend two schools, Columbia College, Chicago, and Roosevelt University in the area. She says among families, the poverty rate is just 4% according to the census. The tract already had a major hotel, the Hilton Chicago, across the street before the Blackstone reopened. Right, so they already had one. It also had a high-rise condo with units selling this year for up to $1.3 million. Bucks. It also includes a chunk of Grant Park, designed by the celebrated urban architect Daniel Burnham, where the usurper celebrated his 2008 election victory. Oops. Now we know why the money came there. Follow the victory, follow the money, and follow the politician. Well, I wouldn't say this is a needy tract by any means, Smith said. You have to make a distinction between family-level poverty and individual-level poverty. The problem with a subsidy program like this is that we give away money where we don't really need to, and usually in markets where development is already there. Okay? Big problem. Big problem. The U.S. selects zones in four states to accelerate the offshore wind energy. So this article basically is a continue-on, a carry-on, of our discussion of Cape Wind. Right after, in July the 20th, when Barry the Usurper signed his offshore program, he gave his ascension to the Law of the Sea Treaty. Remember that? Well, here's an article. That was when they created this 200-mile exclusive economic zone off of the shorelines of our country, all the way around, including all of Alaska, right up and back around through the Arctic and into Canada. Anyway, here's the article. Will Wade, writing for Bloomberg, the U.S. government identified four locations for offshore wind projects, a move that may accelerate the development of renewable energy projects. And, of course, we've been following the news on this in Germany, where they're subsidizing these wind turbine projects, and elsewhere in Europe, and all across Europe. And, of course, they're doing the same in China, where they're building lots of these units. And so the article continues, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announced the wind energy areas along the coast of New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. Now go back to those broadcasts and look at those maps and go to the United Nations website as well and look at this process. But this is one of those, it looks like two of these zones, these seven zones that were created by that executive order. Under the program, the Interior Department's Bureau of Energy, Ocean Energy Management, say it again, Will, the Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement. Now that's a mouthful. No wonder they need more money. Will conduct environmental reviews for the four areas, and if no significant issues are identified, key phrase there, may issue leases to energy developers by the end of this year. So, if you happen to live in any of these areas along the coast of New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, and you're listening to the sound of my voice, send me an email and I'll send you some links that could help to get you started right where you are so that you can become vocal local as they seek out public information in the NEPA process that will most likely be coming to a town near you. Of course, you're going to have to be Johnny on the spot and keep your nose to the grindstone and watch the newspapers and listen to the evening news and make phone calls and send emails so that you can make sure that your voice is heard in opposition, if you so desire, to this process as it comes to you, like they did with the Cape Wind Project and Nantucket Sound. Well, here's another article. Let's talk about China. China raises key interest rates to counter inflation. Bloomberg News, new news today. China raised its interest rates for the third time since mid-October. Now, you know, the usurper's administration has been leaning on China with a full-court press, you know, to pull the peg on the yuan. And now, you know, they're going to raise interest rates, too. All right? They're trying to make it easier for the United States and China to do business. But the benchmark one-year lending rate will increase to 6.06% from 5.81% effective tomorrow. The People's Bank of China said on its website today, the People's Bank of China, Communist Red China, cheap Chinese plastic crap, Communist Red Army products. Oh, communism is dead, Will. Yeah. The one-year deposit rate will rise to 3% from 2.75%. Oil and copper fell, and emerging market stocks extended losses on concern that Premier Wen Jiabao's campaign, well, too much to finish. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, for all of you that have listened to the broadcast for any length of time at all, you know, we're kind of fond of Vicki Davis's research around here. You can find her website. It's www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. And she's going to have an article up on News with Views here pretty soon, and she's been out and about getting a lot of airtime in regards to these foreign trade zones. You know, and this concept of basically opening up America to foreign direct investment. And why shouldn't we, I suppose? After all, you know, we've been doing this to other countries for a long time. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. But it's coming home now. It's coming home to roost. And when we think about it from the standpoint of admiralty law, for instance, when OOCL or any of these other container lines, Maersk or Evergreen, they load up those containers over there in China with all that cheap Chinese plastic crap destined for a Wally World near you, they close that door and they seal it off for ocean shipping. That little hummer of a box is considered to be at sea until it arrives at the quote-unquote loading dock at a Walmart near you. It may never be inspected again. It may never be opened again until the doors are swung open and there it is at Wally World. All right? And they call that the mini land bridge. Mini land bridge. And there's nothing new about that term. Over 30 years ago, I learned about this, okay? It's been going on for a long time. But they load up these containers, and then they load them onto these cargo ships, these cargo vessels, container vessels. They tunnel them across the ocean. They bring them into Seattle or San Francisco or San Diego or any other port. They offload them with cranes, of course. You've seen that before. They never touch the ground. They only hit the dunnage. Then they put them on these trucks that have the special flyway trailer on them. All right, they put them on there. They're still at sea as far as everybody's concerned in commerce. And then they drive them inland or they drive them to the nearest railhead. And then they load them on rail cars. And then they send them inland and then they go back onto the trucks again. It's the mini land bridge. As far as they're concerned, it's all Admiralty law and commerce. They are still at sea. And they're at sea until they're opened. All right? So you don't know what the hell's inside there when you open it up. You don't know what's inside there. Could be a platoon. Could be a platoon with life support systems and lots of freeze-dried food and Berkey water filters sitting in there, and you just open them up in your little foreign trade zone in your factory, and everybody piles out and says hi, you know, goes, grabs a shower and a bowl of rice, and then off they go to the barracks, hidden someplace underground in your 30,000 square acre foreign trade zone. Oil and copper fell, and emerging market stocks extended losses on concern that Premier Wen Jiabo's campaign to contain consumer prices will slow the fastest-growing major economy. He's concerned about that. He doesn't really want to contain consumer prices and slow the fastest-growing major economy. They want it to grow, and why wouldn't they? China joined India, Indonesia, Thailand, and South Korea in boosting rates this year as Asian policymakers seek to avert economic overheating in the region leading the global rebound. All right, yeah, they're going to have to deal with it. They're going to deal with it. When? When? Now. Not who, but when. They're going to deal with it. They're going to have inflation. Global markets may begin to see the frequent rate hikes as a sign that a growth slowdown in China is inevitable, said somebody, a Hong Kong-based economist at Credit Agricole CIB. But in the end, the move will be seen as a sign of strength with solid growth momentum allowing policymakers to raise rates. More stuff going on in China. Of course, that's the problem with the news these days. We live in a global world. It's so hard on the Bloomberg websites each morning to find articles that are specific to the United States, that are limited to the affairs of our country. But that's not what's happening in journalism. Journalism promotes the globalist agenda. They feature everything from Kalamazoo and on out, you know, all over the planet. In offshore trading in Hong Kong, the yuan climbed 0.1% to 6.5555 per dollar. All right, zero. It's 6.555 per dollar for a Chinese yuan. I don't know if it's the same for the renminbi. Maybe we should add the Chinese yuan to our little North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of foreign exchange rates that we report every morning. Perhaps that would be appropriate. Maybe we should take the take away the Swiss franc and put in the yuan. The central bank moved on the last day of a week-long holiday and before a report next week that may show consumer prices rose 5.3% in January, according to the median estimate in a Bloomberg News survey of economists. Why do we have a 5.3% consumer price rise in America? Well, it's costing us more to buy things from China. That cheap Chinese plastic crap was an inducement. In the future, it'll be very expensive. Chinese plastic crap. You know, cheap Chinese plastic crap wasn't cheap originally. Just like it was after the Second World War when we were buying so much from Japan. The Japanese, you know, plastic crap was no cheaper either. Every time you outsource your manufacturing and sell your natural resources to other countries so that they can send them back as finished products, that's not cheap. That's so dear that we can't afford the price tag, and we can see that now. Isaac or Yitzhak Meng, Yitzhak Meng, I wonder if he's from born in Birobidzhan. Yitzhak Meng, A Beijing-based economist for BNP Paribas said he expected, quote, accelerated tightening that would see rates rise as much as another 1.5 percentage points. Before the financial crisis, the one-year lending rate was 7.47%, 1.4 percentage points higher than the level announced today. Annual inflation of 4.6% in December was three times the pace of that of the U.S. at the same time. Three times the pace. It was less than half of Argentina's 10.9% and lagged behind the most recent rates in the other so-called BRIC nations of Brazil, Russia, and India. Among the group of 20 nations, China was also behind Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. And it just continues. Talks about policy traps and more. The article's up on the Bloomberg website this morning. It has a lot to do with the life that we lead today, because we're living in a China-ized America, and it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse going forward, as they like to say. There are things you can do. There are things you can do right where you are. Maybe go up on the Internet and browse around a little bit and find out more about the foreign trade zones and the economic development zones right near you. Maybe you should see about some of these community improvement areas and see what the tax dollars are doing for you in your area. Crumbling roads, bridges falling down. Maybe there's a deluxe luxury hotel in Branson or something that needs a facelift. Maybe we should use tax dollars to underwrite that. There are things you can do, but doing nothing is going to result in a continuing escalation of Chinese presence in our country and in our towns and in our states and in our schools and in our hospitals. Why? Well, they come in with these EB-5 visas and they buy their way to American freedom. They buy their way to American citizenship. If they got $1 million, $500,000, they can come over here and just buy their visa. A couple of years later, voila, American. Mandarin style. But it's not limited just to China. The websites I was looking at here in Missouri, the trading partners for some of these zones were from all over the world. All over the world. People just buying their way in. And why wouldn't they? If you were a creditor, wouldn't you want to collateralize your debt? If you owned a pawn shop someplace and you loaned a guy $50 or a quid, wouldn't you want to take an electric drill and hold it to make sure that he came back or something to pay you back? Of course you would. So why wouldn't they want to secure the money that they've loaned to us, buy our debt, and come back in and secure it with property? The problem is, some of this property, you take something like 30,000 acres, for instance, maybe that's grant land, maybe that's patent land, maybe it becomes sovereign land if they know how to do the things that Hal Anthony knows how to do. Maybe they'll have sovereign inholdings. You'll try and drive into a Chinese factory here in the United States. You'll have to stop at the guard station and show your passport to enter a new country. They've got one of those over in Europe, you know. We'll talk about that the next time. Until the next time, thanks for listening and have a great day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.